listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Isaiah chapter 29 and talk to you about the right kind of wisdom. So here's a couple of kind of heavy verses, Isaiah chapter 29, verses 13 and 14, where we read this. Therefore the Lord said, inasmuch as these people draw near with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the commandment of men, therefore, behold, I will again do a marvelous work among this people, a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hidden. Again, that's Isaiah chapter 29, verses 13 and 14. Physical blindness is a special burden to bear. Yet the Bible tells us that there is a worse kind of blindness, spiritual blindness. Isaiah chapter 29 is all about spiritual blindness, the causes of it and the cures of it. In part, Israel was spiritually blind because they wanted it and chose it. But also in part, they were blind because God sent blindness upon them. Isaiah chapter 29, verses 13 and 14 explains why God did this. First, there's a dramatic accusation against the people of Jerusalem. These people draw near with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but have removed their hearts far from me. In Isaiah's day, Jerusalem knew how to talk the spiritual talk, but their hearts were far from God. You can't always immediately tell a person's heart by what they say. You can't always tell a person's heart by what they do, at least in a single deed. Though only God can really know the heart, the closest we can come is by looking at the whole of their life. Not only what they say, and not only what they do, and especially not only how they act at church or among Christians. Jesus said, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That's in Matthew chapter 12. Now, that's a true principle, but not absolute in this sense. People can, as Isaiah described, draw near to God with their mouths and honor the Lord with their lips, yet their hearts are still far from God. Now, of course, their speech will eventually betray them at one time or another, but perhaps it'll never happen at church or around Christian people. This manner of talking the talk but not having the heart, it didn't end in Isaiah's day. Jesus quoted the same passage from Isaiah when he rebuked the religious leaders of his day for their hypocrisy. And of course, we know this kind of hypocrisy is among us today. Because of all this, God gave the sad verdict, the wisdom of their wise men shall perish. Because Jerusalem's pride had led them into spiritual blindness, sleep, drunkenness, spiritual illiteracy, and hypocrisy, God promised to destroy the wisdom of their wise men. Their supposed wise men promoted the pride that led to all of those evils. Isaiah called this a marvelous work and a wonder when God decides to reject the wisdom of man and to display his own superior wisdom. Many years after Isaiah, the Apostle Paul was also amazed at the so-called wisdom of man and how it compared to what we might call the foolishness of God. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Isaiah and Paul were in perfect agreement about the great wisdom of God and how human wisdom, although it has some kind of glory, how human wisdom must always take a second place to the wisdom of God. You'd have to be blind not to see it. So look to God. Come to Him without hypocrisy today. And let God give you His wisdom instead of that rebellious wisdom, which is the foolishness of man.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.